All right. Hi. I'm Vance Stevens. I believe I'll be joined shortly by some people in my very first formal attempt at streaming Hangout from using Google on Air, Google Hangout on Air. It's really a cool system. So, I've got to put the link. Forgot to put the link. Yes, the link is here. Okay, that's got to go in the... People are all waiting on the link to the text chat. Let's see if I can find it. I hate messing around like this. Here we go. This goes in the text chat. Okay. Okay, so if all things are working okay, and if I don't lose too many windows, because I'm going a little nuts with windows here, let's see if I get rid of things that aren't Hangout. There, that'll make things a little easier. I just now pasted the, I just now pasted the link to the Hangout in the sync in chat, and here's Rita. Hi, Rita. How are you? Oh, I can't hear anything because I haven't got my earphones on. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, Vance?
Oh, just fine. So good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, this is the first time I've tried doing this, so
great to share.
Yeah, this is such a cool system, you know, that Jeff invented, I suppose.
All right, you've shaved your mustache and your beard.
Yeah, I have, just, you know, clean myself up. Okay, let me see. I've got the text chat over here so I can monitor it. I wonder if I can make it bigger somehow. Let's see. Okay. No telling who will come. How are your EVO sessions going?
Well, not mine exactly. I'm going to be. I was invited by Teresa, so I'm going to join her for Bo next week with my Google applications.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And you said you would come and do that on Learning Together as well one Sunday?
Right, that is possible. And this is one option. The other option is waiting for Jennifer to come back so that we can present together on our project.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you could do that as well. Always welcome. That seems to be going... Right now it's going strong because we have all the EVO sessions.
Right.
And there's...
After that.
Yeah, it starts tapering off in March, and then I think there's probably nothing planned in April, and then we got May, June, July, next
Great.
Year, 2014.
Okay.
So there's plenty of time.
Okay.
But, let's see if we've got
people
in the...
So how are you doing? How's life your end?
Well, I'm kind of... I'm living in Abu Dhabi still, and I'm working in Al Ain, which means I have to drive an hour and a half every day. But fortunately, I have a Kindle, and it's got a little headbud thing at the bottom, so I can plug this in and listen while I drive. So
that's great.
Yeah, so I don't get bored. It's kind of relaxing, actually, to have 3 hours where you have to engage in reading. You know, that's so neat. I really like it. Let me just... text chat over here. This computer right here is where the text chat is. So there's the So I'm going to turn that way to.
So you've got a whole lab there.
Kind of, yeah. This is the kitchen back over here. That's the kitchen in there and hallway. Bobby's down there somewhere. Cats. Oh, the cat's right behind me. Let's see. There's the cat. Yeah, he'll probably be up in my
lap.
Oh,
I can see it. I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll probably get up in my lap soon. So anyway, well, let me come into this chat and see why people aren't flooding into the Hangout, or maybe they're just listening to the stream. I really wish they would come and join us. So that's the thing about streaming, is that, you know, it could be just the two of us talking to everybody else.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be part of the EVO Multimook session. I'm not really sure year to year or time to time what I'm teaching in that course. I change it all the time. I change it as I'm going. I'm the same way in my classes and the classes I'm teaching. I've got some guys who have kind of met their English requirement, and so I just need to engage them. And I've got them getting books and reading them, and then writing book reports. And they're writing them in sync, in the same thing that's I've experimented and finally hit upon a way to use sync in with the students. I would use Google, but they don't have their own computers, so they can't get Google accounts. So before, I was using Google, as you're going to be presenting on, I was using Google. Google is the way to do it, you know, Google Docs.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you can't, if you for some reason your students can't get Google Docs, you can use the sync in and open one up for each student. And so I've opened one for each student, and then they wrote a composition in there. And then for the next composition, I told them to open the next sync in, so I don't have to keep doing it over and over again. They'll put the URL to the next one in the sync in. And that's working.
Right, so have you been using TitanPad?
Well, I was using TitanPad, but if you visit TitanPad, I've got something in the text chat to this effect. If you go to TitanPad.com, they put a notice there about a delete policy. So it says that if you don't make 20 edits in your TitanPad, then they'll delete it in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, so read that policy. I mean, I haven't noticed anything disappearing yet, but you know, that they've got a lot of stuff on their servers, and
that's pressure, sheer pressure.
Yeah, but anyway, so I went to sync in, and I'll see if that I'm just not aware that they have any delete policy there. You never know. So I wonder if people are listening in the stream. I know Jeff is in the text chat. He says, looks
but
and sounds good.
Carla was supposed to be here as well, wasn't she? Carla was here?
Let's see. Well, we got a lot of unnamed people in the text chat. Well, actually, we've got several unnamed persons. There's an orange unnamed person, a green unnamed person, a purple unnamed person, and a pink unnamed person, as far as I can see. So if you can write your names in the spot.
Oh, there's Jeff.
Oh, there's Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Say hey, Bokmani Bataseo. Happy New Year, happy Year of the Snake.
Yes, okay. How's
happy
that? How are you balancing there? Are you keeping it together?
I'm doing okay. We started early, so I've had time to recover, but I spent much of today celebrating the New Year with my in-laws with some soju, but I'm hanging in there.
This looks like a swinging swivel chair. This isn't a bouncy ball.
That's true. I thought best not to try the bouncy ball.
yeah, good idea. I can't hear any squeaking.
Work.
I mean, you could hear squeaking. I've got a squeaky chair. you can probably hear that, eh?
Well, you know, I found a locking mechanism that eliminated a lot of the squeaking.
Locking system?
Well, Jeff is famous for you know, purifying sounds, and part of the purification is the swivel chairs. They squeak. And so Jeff, to overcome that, he got himself a big ball, and he sits on a ball which doesn't squeak. So I was just surprised to see him in a chair tonight. And hello, who's just joined us? Maria. Hi, Maria. How are you? Maria from Argentina. Yeah. So is Rita. Oh, Rita's from Rosario. And who else do we have here? Let's see. We've got Stel. Is that? Am I pronouncing that correctly? Hi. Did I? Is that correct? Can you pronounce your name? Stel is becoming psychedelic. Do you see that, or is it just me? She's got the strobe lights on.
I'm glad it's not just me. I thought I was.
Must be a lot of wild music going on there as well. We're not hearing. So great. Good you could join us. So Maria and Stel are both in the Multimook EVO session. And that's been kind of a quiet session, but I guess, you know, this often happens. Learning takes place there kind of at people's pace, you know. So whereas, as opposed to, say, becoming a webhead, which Rita is involved in, and that's very active and has a lot of warmth to it. Yeah, there's some really neat stuff. I tried something called Kubu. I opened an account there, Kubu, that came up with a really nice site where you can create some really nice-looking online materials. So there's lots of neat stuff going through. Are Maria and Stel, are you in becoming a webhead as well? Are your mics working? Yeah. Go, Maria. You might, if your mic isn't working, there's a little gear. Let's see, on my computer, it's over there. I don't know if that's on, that way on your computer, but anyway, it's a little gearbox. And let's see, if you pull that down, and Jeff can help coach as well. That's the settings. And then you find a default device, and I'm doing that now. And then you select your, I just selected mine. I'll make sure I got the right one selected. So I'm selecting now. Did sound improve, by the way? Because I don't know if I had selected the USB mic before.
Well, sound is perfect, Vance.
Okay. So is it? Did it change just now? Because I actually made the selection of the USB. I just pulled down the...
Well, I haven't noticed it.
Okay. Well, maybe it was playing through there anyway. But so... If you have to adjust your mic, that's what you do. You pull down the little settings gear. It's a gearbox. And make sure you're not muted. I don't think anybody's muted. If I were to mute someone, I could probably see that. You can mute your own microphone. If someone does mute you because you're causing an echo or something like that, then you can unmute yourself. That's the way it works. We learned all these tricks from Jeff. Jeff is the
master. Just so nice hearing someone else say it. I had a couple of questions. A, how do you spell Kuvu? And B, I always, you know, one of my favorite parts of EVO is kind of all the new bells and whistles that are popular this year. So I'm curious, especially from Baugh, Rita, what tools have gotten people's attention this year?
I put Kuvu in the text chat. And Lane is there. Hi, Lane is listening to the stream. I don't know, Lane, are you listening to the stream? Oh, my goodness, Sync In allows only 8 people in the...
You know, I saw that same thing in TitanPad, but in the live chat, we've had a lot more than 8. I wonder if that means just 8 people who can actually edit the document part, but more people can chat.
Okay, well, Lane is chatting to us, and she says this note is full. I'm not sure. Let's see, we've got, it looks like we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in the text chat. Well, anyway, yeah, maybe there's a sink-in limit we didn't know about. Let me ask her if she's listening to the stream. Oh, she says now she's okay. Okay, we didn't know about that. But you can join, Lane, you can come in the... Oh, no, Sync-in is... She's confusing Sync-in with... you can get into the Hangout. We can have 10 people in the Hangout. Right now we have only 5, so you can come into the Hangout. The Sync-in chat is a Yeah. Okay. Lane is talking to me in the text chat. She's saying that she's telling us about a limit of 8 people in the sync-in text chat, but that is not the Hangout. The Hangout allows 10, and there's room here now.
That is correct. And this, unlike TitanPad, I was opening it up in a different browser just to see if it was a chat or the whatever, and it's both. When I tried to open it with another browser for the whole whatever that was, it said you can't enter. So you couldn't see the text chat at all. So I left so any newcomers could get in.
Well, I could maybe replace it with something. Should I replace it with a TitanPad?
That sounds like a lot of work. If you want me to do that, I can work on that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Doesn't really matter.
You know what I'll do? I'll add a TitanPad so that people are still there to see it. And...
Cool, good idea. I like having Jeff there in the background. So he taught me this trick. What you do, the way this works, this is so simple. You, first of all, you need to have a website that where you can put HTML embed code. I suppose you could use a wiki because that will take an HTML embed. But you, when you open a Hangout and then tell it to go on air, it will give you an embed URL. And you copy that embed URL and you put that in your website in the HTML code. And that's what makes the stream happen. Because while you're on the air, the YouTube video is actually streaming. And that same code will then leave the recording there for you. So when you stop streaming, then you've got the recording. And at webheadsinaction.org/live, you can see a recording I just did with Kalyanne Chattopadhyay, who was tweeted and tried to get people to help me test this because this is the first time I've done it, so I wasn't sure what was going to happen. So anyway, and of course we have here in the Hangout, we have text chat. So Maria, I can see you're trying to talk. Why don't you? Oh, okay, gotcha.
I think I got it. The mic thing. I'm so happy to be here, and I wanted to thank you and all the people that organized the Evo sessions. I've done so much learning, and you've been so kind to all of us who are doing our first steps here, and that's what I wanted to say. We don't know yet in the future how this will impact our teaching, but it will sure be something good. And I want to thank you for doing this and taking your time to do all this.
That's how we learn.
That's how we learn. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned just to do what I'm doing now. It's kind of neat.
Yes.
I'm so proud of it. Yeah, and Jeff, when you've got that other one in, we'll need to tell people to refresh their screens. So let us know when it's ready to go. He's adding another chat window, so there'll be two chats up on the at the live at the webhitsinaction.org/live. So that everybody can participate. But anyway, that seems to be working well. Estelle, did you get your microphone working? Haven't been able to hear you yet. Oh, you can see the cords moving around. So Rita, you haven't introduced yourself to these people.
Well, hello everybody.
Hello.
I'm Rita from Rosario, Argentina. Nice to see you here as well. Maria, I know that you're quite near Rosario. Anyway, I was listening to you when you gave your thanks to Vance and the whole Webhead community. I can tell you that I've been a member of the Webheads in Action community for so many years now, in fact, since 2002. I can tell you that has been the most beautiful, the wonderful experience I've had having joined the Webheads, because everything I've learned has been through all of them, mainly through Vance, who's always been there in the lead, always pushing us and always trying to motivate us to go on learning together and sharing whatever it is that we are learning on our own. So I can understand how you feel now that you have been enlightened by this wonderful community. And I give you my welcome as well.
Yeah, and I might say that Jeff is a cat herder in another community of World Bridges, and World Bridges encompasses, I don't know, Jeff, why don't you tell us about World Bridges?
And before I do that, I will mention that the Titan Pad has been added, so if anyone is able to watch the video but can't get into the text chat, if you refresh that page, you should be able to see the Titan Pad as a plan B option. World Bridges is a community of communities that uses these kinds of live interactive technologies to help people connect and collaborate and learn and play.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
Kind of vague, but...
Well, you know, this is the thing that we're, the difference between multi-MOOC, the way I'm doing the EVO session and the way that other people are doing it, not that either is more valid. I mean, certainly the way I do it is more confusing. I mean, but that's part of my idea is that learning is chaotic. And I've drunk the Kool-Aid from George Siemens, you know. This is the way I've always operated anyway, but it's just that George has given me some... support in my theory, but basically he says that if you teach in such a way that the learners have to walk a path, and I teach scuba diving like this. I mean, you know, you can't just have a chaotic scuba diving situation, let's say, but. Jeff, never mind, I'll come to that in a minute. But in any event, I mean, there are certain things that you want to train people to do, and those things can't be chaotic. You have to follow steps. But Jeff Cormier gave us a talk the other day in which he showed how the simple things that MOOCs are really good for complex and chaotic learning in David Snowden's four-part diagram. So... if you want to learn something really complicated, like a language, for example, or you know that you can't really, I mean, of course, we always start students out with languages simple, you know, and kind of guide them through it. I mean, that's my problem with Arabic courses. I study Arabic, and I can't, it's hard to find a course that doesn't teach you, that doesn't guide you. And what you really need to do is get out into the chaotic world of where the Arabic really is, you know, and listen to music, get the lyrics, read in Arabic. I always bring newspapers to class in case the teacher runs out of things to do. You can just open a newspaper, look at an advertisement. What's this about? You know, shuhada. You know. So, and try to, you know, just try it's from chaos, you know, you make the meaning yourself. And so that's what George is saying with his theories of how he's running the MOOCs, the connective MOOCs, the C MOOCs, and Jeff has been quite in on that as well, since Jeff has always been kind of the platform where so a lot of the networking gets done. I don't know, you have any comments on that, Jeff?
Well, I was just networking with Nina, who was looking for the Hangout URL. So hopefully she'll be joining us soon.
Which Nina? Nina Liakos?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that seems to be working. We've just been joined by Janet. How are you, Janet? Can you introduce yourself?
Janet? I invited her, and I'm proud to be her friend. Hello, Janet.
Nina, welcome. Hello.
Hello, I'm
nice
the program manager for Global Virtual Classroom, and have met Maria through the Skypers group that we are both participants in.
Good. What kind of Skypers group is that?
What it is a program for K-12 students. We have a clubhouse and we have a contest. The contest is currently in process for this year, where the kids are divided into into teams of three countries. So there's like maybe 40, 45 kids on a team, and they have to create a website that they decide what the topic is and have to collaborate with these people in the three different countries to come up with one unified collaborative site. Then we also have a clubhouse that just does little, short-term projects. So we do things, things that are serious, like Holocaust remembrance, peace, things like that. And then we do a few academic things, like what's your region like, where you live, who are some of the great thinkers of the world, what things in your country are like created by hand rather than machine. And I see a cat in the background, Maria. And then we have just, little fun things like different holidays and,
right.
Things like that, pets, pictures of pets.
And I'm sorry, what was the... Is there a website that sort of is the center of this?
Yes, it's virtualclassroom.org. I'll put that in the...
And Vance, I did get your message about the TitanPad being private. It should be public now. If anyone refreshes that page, they should be able to get in there. And hello, Nina.
Hi, Jeff. And Maria,
hello.
And Rita, and Vance, and Janet. Did I miss anybody? And Stale. Boy, it was really, really frustrating coming here today because there was no way for me to let you guys know that I was here and wanted to come and needed the URL because I couldn't write on the sync in and I couldn't join the TitanPad, so I was reduced to Twitter and email and just hoping that somebody was going to check. It was really frustrating.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm
it took like 5 minutes to connect with people around the world.
I know.
When
something's loading on your computer and it takes more than 1 second, you know how frustrating that can be.
Okay, I'm going to tweet that link. Yeah, that's right. You know, this is the problem. That's the connection. The everyone has to get into the sync in order to find the URL. That was the missing.
So Vance, why didn't you post the URL at Learning Together at PB Works? That would have been a way.
Yeah, Vance, were you juggling too many windows?
Vance can't hear you for some reason.
Yeah, we lost Vance's audio. It's his punishment for not having added that link. But the problem is, now we're getting up almost to 10, and assuming that you have 11 or 25 or however many people, I still can't figure out a way to participate in this Hangout if you're not in it. Because the TitanPad didn't work for me, and the sync-in didn't work for me. Everything was full.
But Twitter worked, and email worked, and Google Plus worked.
That's
good to have options.
Also, it's if you go to the live stream on YouTube,
If you go to YouTube, you can.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know about that. How does that work? How would I have found
that? Is that if somebody in the group has that open? Yes. So that they can comment or notice the comments, then there'll be reverb on the Hangout itself.
Right. Well, that's what eventually happened. Jeff, did you get my email or my tweet?
I got both. I responded to your email first.
You're so amazing.
First in my inbox.
I want to thank Jeff because I'm in the podcasting session in EVO this year, and Jeff very kindly and graciously consented to be interviewed and recorded on Skype recorders so I could make a podcast for that session. Yay, Jeff, thank you. You're great.
And I want to thank you for inviting me because it made me feel important and valued.
You are important and you are valued.
It was a nice little reflection activity.
Thank you very much. And I've made two podcasts since then, one using Skype recorder and one just me, myself, and I for my class project, which is a weekly podcast for my class.
And I'm wondering if Vance has got his audio back. It looks like his light is on, and it also looked like Style was trying to speak. I know she's had mic issues. No, still nothing.
Style, if you can hear me, why don't you keep that URL and then log out and log right back in again. And sometimes that solves the problem. Man, I have been in her situation so many times. It's so frustrating. It's like being gagged.
But I am enjoying checking out her website.
Rita, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in ages.
Oh, yeah, right. Fine. Well, quite well. What about you?
Good. I was just talking about you yesterday with Maria here.
Maria
I said
to me,
do you know Rita? She lives in Rosario.
Right.
She said I'd heard of her.
Yeah, she hadn't heard about me, had she?
No, she had. You're very famous. Right, Maria?
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
Yay!
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, finally. Okay. Oh, it's very nice meeting all of you, and I really want to thank Vance and Jeff for doing this great, giving us this great opportunity. As you must know, Paraguay is an isolated country, but with this new world system that you are doing, we're not isolated anymore, and I hope all of you can come sometime to Paraguay.
Not Paraguay.
Sounds great.
I think I got my mic working.
You did.
I'd like to ask Style how to pronounce her name correctly, since we're doing all kinds of different pronunciations.
Well, I pronounce Style.
Style.
Uh-huh. Style.
Yes, Style.
Uh-huh. Style. Okay, pretty. Style.
And what I do is I do training. I run my own language institute, and I also provide this English service at a K-12 school. So we do lots of projects. Especially, we try to implement project-based learnings at schools, and we're doing debates among different schools, high school level. So it's really important for me to find more information out about debates. As you must know, we were under dictatorship for 35 years, so nobody could talk. And this is just incredible that you can have access to the rest of the world and express yourself. This is just incredible.
I need help, guys. I was trying to find the chat, and so I clicked on something called Hangout Toolbox, and now I can't get out of it. So I
just
can't
click
see
on chat.
You.
Click on chat again.
Well, I
or
did
or
that.
Click on the effects again, the toolbox.
Effects.
If you click it again, it should disappear.
Toolbox. Now it's gone. Wait a second. I can't find it. No, I keep going back and forth from different black screen inserts. This is really weird. Where have you gone? Well, I'll keep playing. You keep talking.
Yeah. So I'm doing a quick Wikipedia search for how long Paraguay has been free from or has had kind of free speech. I'm kind of curious how debate, because it's similar here in Korea, you know, where free speech was not really tolerated for decades, and then it was. And something that the English teachers here talk about is a discussion culture or not discussion culture. So I'm curious, how much is it sort of something that has to be cultivated there, or it comes naturally?
Well, it doesn't come naturally, but it takes time for students. But through the English language, I started doing the debate championship. I started 3 years ago, and it's coming more natural now among students. They can really express themselves, and nobody will punish them for doing that. And that was the first, actually, public debate that we did at high school level. And we did in the English language, which is not our language. So it's really hard for students, but they love to express themselves, so they make a big effort. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get back to the Hangout.
And Vance, we seem not to be hearing you again.
I'm going to try to come out and come in again, guys.
Okay.
Oh.
Will you offer courses during the year like this? I'm really curious about that, because I would like to continue taking courses, and I would like my teachers to take courses. They're doing the EVO sessions right now, and I was wondering if you will offer more during the year.
Found it.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Good.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I found out how to fix that. You just go to settings, and you change to a different microphone, and then you change back to the one you want, and then it somehow kicks in. I'm not sure what's cutting it out. Anyway, Webheads is a community, and also World Bridges and EdTech channel of World Bridges. They're all communities where learning takes place throughout the year. So, Estelle, are you in the Becoming a Webhead session?
I'm trying to do that, but I just took the multi-mock because I thought I couldn't take two at the same time, but next year for sure I will take both. And I was wondering if I can take some other courses during the year.
Well, you know, there are MOOCs. If you look in the goodbyegutenberg.pbworks.com, there's a more MOOCs. There's some links there that list a lot of MOOCs. So, like, I just came upon a blog post today that said there are 65 of them in January. So there are 65 of them that started already. And, well, you know, I mean, I haven't got time right now. I'm not worried about it too much. But, you know, in March, maybe I'll try to take something where I'm going to learn. But there is stuff going on all the time. And also in Webheads, if you join Webheads, then you get a lot of interaction with people who are also learning all the time. So you can sort of tailor your learning. As far as taking courses are concerned, I don't know exactly what you mean.
I'm just worried about the technical part. That's what I worry about, because I get lost very easily.
Stael, once you join the Webheads, if you are lost, you just put out an appeal for help on the Webheads Yahoo group, and somebody will come to your aid. Or you can appeal directly to somebody that you know, like from this Hangout today. And everybody's very helpful. That's always been my experience. Like recently when I needed somebody to interview, I asked Jeff, and Jeff said, sure. And he got up early in the morning. Because he's halfway around the world.
He's up late right now.
Thank you very much.
Right. It's almost midnight where he is.
Webheads never sleep.
No. Well, we do. Some of us do.
There's always a webhead awake somewhere.
That's true. But, you know, even if you, like this other thing we have learning together. I try to do that about this time on Sundays, or maybe a little earlier in the day, every Sunday. So there's but that going on. But at the learningtogether.pbworks.com site, I also list other events that are learning events that come across my radar. I don't list everything that I come upon, but things that I think that are interesting to me, I've put them up there. But that's just to say that, like, for example, if you wanted to learn about trace effects, there are seminars going on right now. Trace effects is a game that you can get from your U.S. Consulate or embassy if they have what do they call them now, English Corners. So mm-hmm. It used to be the USIS, but anyway, they're free. You can get a CD for trace effects, or you can Google trace effects, and you can go online and play the game. It's just amazing. It's actually done by Rick Rosenthal. Nina would know Rick.
Rosenberg,
thanks.
Hi, Lane. Rosenberg.
And Lane knows Rick Rosenberg, so we've met him in the Electronic Village space at TESOL, and he also frequents Webheads. He comes in and out of our network, interacts with us, and so he's developed this really nice, really neat game, and done it with a lot of other people like Deborah Healy and Don Bilkowski, who it's just an amazing game. It's a multi-user, well, not multi-user, but anyway, you take an avatar and you run him through a Second Life type environment, and you pick up objects and meet people and talk to people, and there's no shooting or anything like that. It's about eight chapters. Trace effects. Trace effects. I'll stick it in one of the text chats. So if you just Google it, Claire is here. She's in. I wonder if she's in the stream. She's in the. So once you Google that, and actually you go online and play it, so your students ideally would get themselves accounts and they can play the game. But anyway, I'm just giving that as an example of something that if you go to learningtogether.pbworks.com, you'll see links to the seminars that they're giving to show how you can exploit this game. So that's just an example of the learning that's taking place all the time. It's kind of like having a course going all the time. Sometimes when I see courses, I think I've got in my email now, they're doing professional development where I'm working. I want to be careful what I say on a recording, but they've got something that you can sign up for and pay money for, and Jack Richards is one of the presenters, and you know. I mean, well, actually, I knew Jack in Hawaii. He was one of our professors, and I've met him several times. A really nice guy, but I don't really need to pay to get his expertise when there's so much expertise for free here.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, you tailor your course according to what you want to know, and you know, and then just keep experimenting and keep trying to do things. I mean, like Jeff gave me a course the other day in how to stream Hangout.
we're sharing our cognitive surplus here.
I wanted to check back with Janet and Maria about the project they're working on at Virtual Classroom. Is there anything there that we can see, or is it all sort of private behind a wall? Like, if we wanted to see your students' engagement, could we see it, or it's all private?
Well, the students are involved in the contest during the contest period. Their work is not visible. After they're finished with it, it is, of course, visible. The clubhouse, the clubhouse is something that as it's ongoing, can be, you know, seen at any time by anyone. Well, I put it twice in the chat area. For the contest, we use Edmodo as a means for the students to collaborate, and that way each team has their own area. They cannot even see the other teams and what the other teams are doing. I, of course, can see everything, and that's one of my jobs, is to make sure nobody's being not nice. and still is progressing and collaborating and getting the message across to the other students about what their ideas are and is listening to the ideas of the other students and teachers. They also are given space on our server for their actual website building. We don't give them tools to build it with. We expect them either to have their own tools, and some of them do have things such as Dreamweaver, or we recommend them using the free online tool Composer, which is, you know, darn good for free.
I use Composer.
Yeah, it's great.
That's Mozilla?
Yeah. No.
It's open source.
Yes. Do you have, Janet, do you have a very specific project that you do with your students?
Oh, I currently am retired. Okay. When I was teaching students, I taught 7th and 8th graders, and I did teach technology. We had a couple periods called virtual classroom that we actually created just to work with this type of thing, working with not only the global virtual classroom program, but also with other programs like Global Schoolhouse, and there was things called Multimedia Mania. There were a whole lot of things that we worked with to connect with people outside of our classroom. So, yes, when I was teaching, this was what I did. And once I retired, I have now volunteered to run this, the Global Virtual Classroom. The people that sponsor it are Give Something Back International Foundation. And they're like not a big foundation. They're just, you know, very small and don't have a lot of money, so that most of their work is generated through donations and through volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I love what I'm doing because I'm still teaching kids all over the world.
I would like to share a project with all of you that I did last year with Australia. It was very interesting because thanks to the Evo sessions when we took a course, it was digital storytelling or something, we decided to do with an Australian professor. So we put in touch our students from Paraguay to her students in Australia. And we do with 8th graders and 6th graders, and they were exchanging about their culture, so they were teaching each other about their culture, and they even did some Skype sessions, and it was really interesting. We are planning to continue doing that because it's incredible how much you can learn through virtual classes like this about other countries.
Oh, I was going to mention, you know, there was this lady in Amazonia named Cynthia Costa, I think is her name, and she contacted Webheads the other day, and she wanted to get some people to Skype her students. And so Ayat Tawel and Maria Bosa from Argentina and I met her and spoke to her class, and she gave us a picture on Facebook. Let's see, I put it up online. Let me. We've got two chats going. Oh, okay, everyone can
online
see the chat.
Where?
Oh, I'll show you. Let's see. Okay, I'll put it up in the TitanPad chat.
Hi, Chris. Show it to you. Where is Chris? Hi, Chris.
When we speak, do we automatically get heard? Let's see.
You yep. should, unless you have muted your mic up at the upper right.
Well, when you first come on, it automatically mutes your mic because of the number of people in the
right
Hangout.
So you just have to click on it and it unmutes. They don't realize how civilized the web heads are.
And when
we
you
can
speak.
Actually have a conversation with 10 people, and you know, we can hear each other.
So and not, what, and not do, well, blank each other out.
Exactly.
What determines whose picture is the
David.
Big picture? How does that work?
Whoever's speaking.
Yep. Whoever makes noise gets their picture there. Well, we just filled up. We got 10 people in the chat, in the Hangout. And let's see. It looks like we've been joined by David Karnosak and Chris Jones. So let's see. And I put in the webvidsinaction.org/live in the bottom chat. I put this in the where did I put it in? I think I put it. Anyway, I put it. Oh, I put it in a stinking. I'll put it in the other chat as well in case you. Oh, the other one now won't let me in. But anyway, I'll get the link in there where you can see the picture that Cynthia sent us of her class watching us in Skype on the screen. It's kind of neat. I'll get it in all the places in a bit.
I added a link in the chat of the.
I did it.
Of our website from the Skypers group, Hello Little World Skypers, and David is also a participant in that group, and one of the teachers whose third graders have probably traveled the most of the world this year since they've arrived in school, and have probably learned tons of geography. David? Are you there?
There he is.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my microphone was muted. How is everybody?
We're good.
Good. Thanks for the invitation to join.
Where are you, David?
I am at my house.
And where is that?
I live about 35 miles north of Chicago.
Oh, that's okay. Your family. Hi.
These are my two daughters, my twins, Kelsey and Emma.
Hi, Kelsey and Emma.
Hi.
Now we've got 12 people in the chat.
It's 9:45 in the morning where I am.
What time?
5 in the morning.
9:45.
9:45. 10:45 here in Maryland.
Okay. How's the weather?
Janet, I just joined, but you were talking about Global Classroom, right?
She was?
They were. Janet was.
I was mentioning the Skypers group and you being the paramount mystery Skyper.
Oh. I set up as many as I can per week with my students.
You might want to mention a little bit about what the Mystery Skype is, David.
The Mystery Skype in my class, I'm lucky enough in my school that we have one-on-one computing. So my students have laptops and we have iPads for the kids. And I like to have the kids on technology while we do Mystery Skypes. And they ask yes or no questions to the guest, whoever the person is that we're Skyping with. And they ask geographic questions to help them understand geography a little bit better. And we practice with things like west of the Mississippi River, northern hemisphere. Are you in the northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere? Basically, the children, I teach third grade. So my students are 8 years old. Some of them have turned 9. And just to have them exposed to the globe outside of looking at a map on in their textbook or a map on the wall, asking other people real-life questions about geography help them to really understand it. I have noticed extremely excellent test scores when I assess them on geographic skills. It's just increased immensely over the course of the last 5-6 months of doing Mystery Skypes. Sorry. My children are both on iPads this morning making loud noises with all their apps, so I'm going to go into the other room.
Might be a little quieter.
I was lucky enough to Skype, to do mystery Skyping with the David students, and they are such a lively crowd, and they are so enthusiastic about talking to people outside their country or outside their city. This happens not only in David's class, but also in all the classes that I had the chance to mystery Skype with or to have chats with. The level of motivation of the students when they sit and Skype with somebody live is so high that I don't know if you can get that with any other tool.
Mm-hmm. Could I make a request? Those of you who aren't wearing headsets, when you're not actually speaking, would you mute your microphone? And that will keep ambient sound from coming into our chat. And then when you want to speak, just unmute and you can talk to us. Yeah, that just got quiet, so thanks a lot. Okay.
Okay. So we have to turn off our microphone?
No, you're wearing a headset. No. You're all right.
If you're not wearing a headset, I'm okay. Then we can, we can hear what's coming out of your computer is probably making the sound. So anyway, that corrected the problem. And I'm so surprised Jeff didn't notice it. Or didn't say anything.
I'm off NAC duty.
Actually, it was likely me with the radio in the background with the classical music.
Oh, could be. Yeah.
I couldn't hear that.
I have tinnitus, so I hear a buzzing 24/7 in my ears, so I don't always notice the ambient noise.
I have sporadic tinnitus.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's much nicer. When you hear the recording, then you notice some of these things more than actually when you're actually in the session.
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. How many of you are in EVO? And we've already heard from some people. If you haven't told us how your, maybe Lane, you haven't told us how your EVO sessions are going?
Uh-oh. Well, I was trying to do the Barry Bush, and I lasted about a week or so, and then I had to put my energies I'm working with the Moodler session as a mentor, and things are really heating up there, and we're having a great time in that session. So, it's hard to balance being helping out with one session and being a participant in the other. What we're doing right now in the Moodle session, just so you know, is everyone is learning how to be a teacher in their Moodle. Before, they were just learning what the Moodle is like and learning their way around. But now in weeks 4 and 5, they've each been given their sandbox, they call it, and they're learning how to create courses inside Moodle. So everyone's having a lot of fun in there. But I'm going to try and get back to the Barry Bush to advance this MOOC this week.
Yeah, that Barry Bush, I don't know. It's always a lot of fun. I mean, it ends up in really interesting hangouts like this, for example, and the people are always coming back in and out of the, even year to year, out of that session. So in a way, I kind of like it. I don't get too concerned because I get enough positive feedback that things are happening. I still haven't actually gone into my own Google Reader and added everyone's blogs, but I want to get to that. Maybe tomorrow I can do that because I don't have anything lined up after work. So I think tomorrow I'm going to go. I don't know, has anybody tried that? Has anybody tried following a class, even a class or the any of your sessions? If people are doing a lot of blog posts, you can put their blog URLs in your Google Reader and then you can check much more easily.
I've done that when I've, with classes that I've been teaching, when they have had blogs, which is not recently, but yeah, I've used Google Reader for that. My problem right now is that I don't go and check my Google Reader very often, so I started using it as my homepage, but I've had the same problem with iGoogle and Google Reader and Gmail. As a home page, they can take some time to load. So I don't know what the answer to that is. And if it's not, see, I used to have Google Reader on my iGoogle page and Gmail and everything was right there on iGoogle. But then iGoogle said, oh, we're going to stop operating in November. And I thought it was November 2012, so I stopped using it. But turns out it's November 2013. But it wasn't, it was taking forever to load anyway. So I, right now, I don't know what to do. My computer, one computer opens to Google Reader and another computer opens to my class blog. And, you know, I'm just trying to get something that will load fast so then I can do the next thing. But all of the things that I pick seem to take a long time to load.
Yeah, getting things into your workflow is always, you know, a problem. Like Edmodo, for example, I've had some classes where I've used it, and because it's not in my workflow, I might neglect it for a few days, and I come back and I find that someone's posted a question or something like that, and I didn't answer it because it wasn't right in my workflow. Whereas if they actually got them tweeting, which they, you know, then everybody's in everybody's workflow, so it's kind of something to take into consideration. But
I can also see you're neglecting your Facebook, Vance. The photo that you picked, you posted from your Skype chat, you have 12 people who want to be your friends, one message, and 27 notifications that you haven't checked.
I don't know those people who want to be my friends. I got 100 of them. If I knew them, okay, you know, but I don't know where they come from.
They're Facebook friends.
Oh, okay. Well, now you've become a Facebook nag.
Now I'm a stalker.
Oh, goodness, the perils of desktop sharing.
So I don't know where to go to see that picture, Vance. Shall I go to your Facebook page and stalk you?
Where are you looking? I'll just repaste
it. Well, I'm trying Facebook now. I was on WebHeads.
Look in the link I just put in the text chat here. So you have to click on the chat
in the link
corner.
In the text chat here.
Yep. Do you see the Learning Together link, the index?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that, and then just scroll down to the picture. And it's just they were talking about Skype chat, and I just thought, well,
so they were
cool
Skyping with you at that time?
Well, yeah. Cynthia in Belém, I think, asked if she could put her students in touch with with anybody in the world, and so we met her on Skype. And
I remember that I was in the middle of class every time she needed to do it. She and I must teach at the same time.
Now this kind of came from something that Stile asked us, and that was how you can learn throughout the year, and that's the kind of thing that this is an example of how we interact with each other, you know, all the time. So there's always something going on.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm inundated in my inbox with offers of webinars and you know, there are all those MOOCs out there for people that dare to try that, unless we consider what we're doing in EVO a MOOC, kind of a mini MOOC.
Yeah, I think EVO qualifies as a MOOC. I mean, it's massive. You know, it's got thousands of participants. It's open. It's all free. Online.
Online.
They're courses.
They're
a moose.
We don't use the word course, I think.
Yes. Yes.
It's a moose.
There's always been a terminology issue that every time we use the word course, we're reminded that they're called sessions, not courses. And part of that is, I think the term course, I'm guessing, implies evaluations, grades, credits, right, money, stuff like that. And so we use the word session, but MOOC is definitely the C is a course.
We could use the word workshop, and I don't think TESOL would get upset with that. I feel like it's more like a workshop, but I call them sessions.
Yeah, but I just meant that MOOC is the C is the word course, so technically we're not a course, but everything else we are. We're massive, open, online,
There's massive.
Move. I did want to note that we made visual contact with Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Chris Chris, you made it. Where are you, Chris?
No mic.
We made visual contact.
You have to unmute your mic when you first come in the Hangout, Chris.
Upper right.
It's default mic is muted.
Just click on the red crossed out mic.
I'm going to step out so Claire can come in.
Well, that's nice. Yes, Claire, you just heard Lane offer to step out, and she'll make room for you. That's actually how Jeff is quite good at it. Sometimes we have these large events where we have to, you know, we sort of just have a revolving door in the Hangouts. That was actually the purpose of the streaming, how Jeff set it up originally, was that we could have everybody in EVO could come into he would stream the session so that, or you stream the event from the Hangout so anybody could listen, and then we would just change places, musical chairs in the Hangout itself.
There was something I wanted to say. Is it possible?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
About the terms and MOOCs and multi-MOOCs, I think that Curtis, I understood when he said that people are trying to pick up a fight. I thought when they complain or they correct people, well, this is not a course and this is a session. Well, I could understand when he said that he was kind of tired of that. Because eventually what we have to focus is on the positive and the good things that these meetings bring to the educational or people who are involved in education.
Absolutely.
I'd like to stick to that.
Well,
we know the term and what the term means. But if you are in the heat of the discussion and you use one word or another, well, what's important is the meaning and the good things that happen.
Yeah, he was talking about the, you know, there are different kinds. The MOOCs originally that Dave Cormier and Stephen Downs did and George Siemens were rooted very much in the connectivist principles that I was talking about earlier, the chaotic learning and that sort of thing. And they came together in a way kind of that ET MOOC is doing right now. There's a MOOC going on that it's, I say that's a C MOOC. It's where, and it's sort of the things that we're trying to experiment with in the multi-MOOC course, and that is tagging in certain ways that they come out in our aggregators. For example, we just got a new Paperly, which has mainly my stuff there. It's working because I'm doing a lot of tagging with MOOC 13. So if people tag, then they start coming up in the aggregators. And another way to see what people are doing is through their blog posts. But we have to find the blog posts. And that's why I was experimenting. I wanted to experiment with Google Reader so that I've got the list of everybody's blogs and you've got the reader. And I've made a tutorial to show you how to add people's blogs to your reader. And what that does is that if you put them in a folder, as I showed in this tutorial, then you can open the folder and you can see the list of everyone's blogs, and those that are highlighted or bolded, they will be the ones that have had content recently added. So it's a technique you can use also with your classes if you have your students' blog. But the way they do it in the CMOOCs, or the connectivist MOOCs, is that they run it. They you register your blog with them, and they run scripts that will take the posts that you've tagged with their MOOC tag, and they will then present a newsletter that shows what everybody's writing. So these are ways that CMOOCs come together. But there's another kind of MOOC called an XMOOC, and this is a MOOC that that the big universities and Coursera and Udacity and all those things are making to deal with thousands of students who need to learn something in particular, like artificial intelligence or Python scripting or whatever. So these MOOCs are not space are not, they're not to get people together, they're to teach you actually a course. And so Kurt's MOOC was to teach course design, and he really did it very well. Those videos are online. If you watch them, they're very entertaining. And he, like he did in our session, Kurt can come up with one thing after another. This is how you get people's attention. Here's 50 ways to get people's attention. And he goes one after another, and it puts on funny hats and does so. But anyway, he's running it not as a connectivist course design, but as more of an ex with connectivist overtones, because he's also having people, he hired teaching assistants to go out and interact with the participants. So what he was complaining about was that there were people in the course who thought that that X factor was not what they had expected. And apparently they made a big deal about it and sort of upset him. So that was what he's talking about. But anyway, the recording is really neat. And there's quite a lot of meat in it. So he's a really positive guy, actually. He does quite a lot of sharing. I've known him for some time, and he's a really very open. He actually wrote a book called The World Is Open. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yeah. I was planning to buy that one. Mm-hmm.
It's very thick. It's kind of like Tolstoy. And he interviewed Jeff for that book. You want to tell us about it, Jeff?
He was on an EdTech Talk webcast, and we just had a discussion with him, and he was kind enough to mention it in the book. And I mentioned that to my mother, and she was so excited that she bought a copy of the book. I don't think she ever read it.
Oh, wow.
Her son was in a book, so she was delighted.
Yeah. So I've been reading parts of it. I carry it on airplanes with me sometimes, and I read about Facebook this day, or I read about anyway. There's lots of chapters. It doesn't seem out of date yet, and it's.
I also wanted to echo Maria's comments about how I find all these conversations about is it a MOOC or a this or a that, and all this categorization. I understand it sort of needs to happen for academic purposes, and people need to write papers, and so they need to research and define. But I think most of the people who participate in it are really just interested in sharing the knowledge and the learning and collaborating, and could care less about what acronym or what label is used.
Yeah. I think for us in EVO, the issue is TESOL, because we do this under the auspices of TESOL International. And TESOL makes money on online courses, and they don't want free courses to be confused with their money makers.
Yeah,
that's just a fact of life. I mean, if we were doing it without TESOL, which would be, possible, then we could call them whatever we want and not worry about it. But as it is, I think we're not in a position to offend TESOL.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, they do encourage EVO, but with, with some understanding that they're sessions and not courses.
Well, Claire, by the way, who is sitting right between David and Chris, she's going to Mozambique soon, Angola. Yeah, and so she's actually, this is one of her last weekends with her family, her husband, and she's in a hotel room taking
a
break.
Hanging out with us.
with terrible Wi-Fi. And my husband just tested the Ethernet port, and it doesn't work at all. So we're sitting here on really bad Wi-Fi, but at least we're on.
You should get some money
back.
That's
good. I think so, too. It's really a disgrace how bad Wi-Fi is in some very, very nice hotels. It's a disgrace.
So tell us, what have you been doing in New York?
Oh, that's kind of interesting. I'm doing some consulting for a startup company that is designing. They actually have a great deal of money. It makes me mad that we don't have a lot of money in education, but they have a great deal of money that they got from venture capitalists to develop an app for smartphones, both iPhone and Android, and it's for teaching ESL. And that's all I'm allowed to tell you because I've signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Uh-oh.
But it's pretty cool. It's pretty innovative, and it's very interesting for me to work with people half my age who collaborate on everything. Webheads would love it. They collaborate on everything, and they do everything in the cloud. And it's been very educational for me to see how they conduct business. You know, it's a startup, so it's the whole California startup culture. They just moved the company from California to New York. Can anybody guess why they moved the company?
Not for the weather.
No.
Not this week.
Why bother? Yeah.
They moved the company because they wanted to be closer to Germany, because one of them has a girlfriend in Germany. So
they moved it for love.
The company is a great big room with it looks like a computer lab with a bunch of Macs with huge monitors and beanbag chairs, and it's really, really interesting. They say, okay, it's lunchtime. They grab a laptop. They say, what do you want? And I say, I don't know. Well, it's New York. You can have anything. And they just open up some website and order lunch, and it's there in 20 minutes. It's quite amazing. It's a different culture. So that's what, and Karen Price is also working on that, and working with her is always very exciting because she's mesmerizing and charismatic.
Wow. High praise.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing recently. Is I live on Skype, and I live in the cloud. I live on Google Docs, and that's about it.
Yeah. That's where I live.
Have you read the book Alone Together?
I think I have. Yeah. That. Also, Life on the Screen, which is one of her classics. Yeah. I try to buy all the books that Vance recommends, but I can't really keep up with Vance. But I have them on my Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
Did you see my nasty jab?
About Vance,
I said I was surprised that Vance was reading a real book.
I did see that. I was shocked.
Isn't it available on Kindle?
Kindle is convenient.
Book. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I actually read Alone Together on Kindle through its text-to-speech feature. Yeah.
Well, I read it the good old-fashioned way. I took it out of the library.
Good for you. I like that. I like printed books. Yeah.
I like those.
I spent the last few weeks ripping DVDs and putting them in iTunes so that when I go to Angola, I'll have things to watch. I've got 45 DVDs that I've ripped and put them in on my laptop.
Wow.
Cool.
And I bought an iPad mini.
How long are you going to be in Angola?
I'm going to be there for 10 months, but I'm coming back for TESOL.
Mute your mic, telephone person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back in to go to Dallas, and so if you go to Dallas, I'll see you there.
Good.
And
I'm also coming.
And I'm coming back in October for the TESOL board meeting. And my husband is going to come there in July. It's very difficult to get all the vaccinations and the visa and everything, so we might meet in some other country rather than having. Yeah, Vance, are you aware of that you now have to go to an Angolan embassy and get fingerprinted before you can get a visa? So you may not want to visit me.
No, I want to visit
I want you to, too. I had to fly to the embassy in Washington and be fingerprinted. It was the only place they would allow me to get fingerprinted. Hmm. And I've had about $600 of shots. Vance, have you had your yellow fever vaccination? You probably have.
Recently. I went somewhere where I needed to have all that.
Yeah. So it's not an easy process getting into Angola. It's a, I've probably spent over $1,000 now between shots and visa agencies. Mm. Oh, if you count my trip to Washington, it's probably $2,000 that I've spent.
Wow.
Just to get in. So, but I hope you can come. I think we should do a webcast from Angola.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
You better wait and see what the connectivity is.
Well, the house I'm living in is supposed to have, quote, good Wi-Fi, unquote, but I'm not sure that's going to meet up to Webhead standards.
Yeah, I bet the hotel that you're staying in thinks they have good Wi-Fi, too.
I know what you mean, exactly, yeah. Well, I'm really upset that Tapped In is closing because I've always loved Tapped In a lot.
Yeah, that's sad. It's the first place that I interacted with a lot of you guys.
Well, I'm very happy with text chat. So, anyway.
Yeah, we
are you
know.
Getting sleepy, Jeff?
Yes, you read my mind. It is 1:15 a.m. here after a very long celebratory day on this first year of the Black Water Snake. I wish everyone a healthy, happy, prosperous new year.
The same to you, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
We always, in some of these, they always thank Jeff LeBeau and Dave Cormier for setting up the World Bridges Network. But, you know, actually, Jeff is responsible for this. Well, I mean, he donated his expertise and his time. And
I think Google had a little something to do with it, too. But
yeah.
No, Jeff, we appreciate it because we wouldn't be able to use it if it weren't for you. We appreciate it.
Someone's got to pave the way, you know. So.
Jeff, you're a great example of using your cognitive surplus to help other people.
Just banging my head against the monitor or something.
Not to mention maintaining the server on which this is being streamed and, you know, taking out the domain name, Webheads in Action. So cool,
These
Jeff.
Are
you rock.
Not minor. These are not minor contributions. Well, they are major contributions.
I will have sweet dreams tonight. As always, a pleasure. Look forward to connecting again soon.
Yeah. Okay, well, David wants our Twitter names, so I just type mine into the chat there. Elizabeth Ann in Grenoble. She's been listening to us on the stream and interacting with us in one of the text chats. And the only thing that didn't work tonight was the sync-in, which turns out syncs after 8 people enter it, so we won't use that again. But anyway, that was the only thing that didn't really work. I did eventually get the URL up in Learning Together, and also tweeted the actual link to the Hangout. But anyway, and so Nina made it in any event. She was frustrated there for a while.
Thank you.
But thank you very much, everyone. Yeah, does anybody have
any
last-minute questions or concerns?
Have a great week.
David, welcome anytime.
Yes, welcome.
We are. I'll put a couple of links here. This is to Learning Together, which we do every Sunday. And you can meet us in some of these events. Somehow I can't type. Okay, there we go. That's the Learning Together pbworks.com. So if you go to that link, you can find where we are every Sunday live.
Different times.
Yeah. We don't really have anything set up for next Sunday. Anybody want to do anything? I thought
Sunday is the end of EVO, Vance.
That's the one day after the end of EVO. And Becoming a Webheads is having a graduation.
I thought Sunday would be the last day. It's Saturday?
Yeah, it's the last day. It's the last day.
So okay, something Claire? Must be happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I sometimes ask participants to come and show us their e-portfolios that they've set up or any links that reflections on the course, that sort of thing. But I don't know. We'll talk. I'll send some email and we'll see if we can organize anything for Multimook. Otherwise, we'll see who wants to do something or we'll just hang out. Try this again. Try to perfect it.
So, Vance, where are you going to post the URL once you open the Hangout?
The URL. Oh, well, that's the only snag in the process, isn't it?
Can you just post it on Learning Together?
Yes, that's the best thing probably. Yeah, I could have done that. I just thought I didn't see any reason why if I send everybody to webedsinaction.org/live that I didn't think that the each of these things has to be experimented with. I find in class when I'm using the Etherpad clones in class, I find that the students are cut out after 15 people have got in. I got 20 people in the class, and, mm-hmm. So you discover these things as you go. And I was using Mopad, but actually there's a forum on that that says it has to have something to do with Mozilla work. But anyway, people are just using it, but you're not supposed to. Well, Style, it's nice to see you. I'm nice that you were able to join us.
All right, I'm going to leave now, so.
Can't hear you.
Nice to see everybody.
I think we're all going to duck out. We're going to go. We've got to eat dinner and go sleep.
Good night. Sweet dreams. Good night. Dreams.
Okay, bye. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Nice to see you. Bye-bye. This is Stale over here and Vance Stevens over here in Abu Dhabi saying good night on behalf of Learning Together and EVO, Multimook, and all the webheads. Okay, bye-bye.